This podcast is brought to you by no one. If you're interested in sponsoring this broadcast, email us at c4podcast@chrisklem.net. Thank you.
Hi, Christopher Clem. This is a call from the corrections department. I just had a few mistakes to correct for you on your last podcast. LeBron was actually 3-for-11 from the stripe, not 3-for-12, as you had mentioned. Also, the line for Delhi of the near triple-double, that was in the Pacers game, not in the Rockets game. In the Rockets game, he was held to just 3 points, I believe. 42 minutes, you are correct, is way too long for Delhi to be playing. Other than that, I think you're doing pretty well. I think maybe just do a little fact-checking, because you sound like an idiot when you spew off all these stats that are just incorrect. You want to get this podcast right, you better start checking those facts there, big guy. Anyway, hopefully you won't have to hear from me again. We're very busy, what with Fox News and Mary Kay Cabot covering the Browns. So we have a lot of corrections to make and a lot of erections to make. Okay, bye.
Clearly ready to get pumped! Let's go!
We are the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Get pumped.
Get out of my way.
Let's go!
We are the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Get pumped.
Get out of my way.
Get pumped. Let's go!
Ooh, hey, Cleveland Cavaliers.
That's right.
They're hotter than the sauna ball, but it's all year. And we gon' dope it till you, give it to you, just take it light. My big brother from another being getting boards all night. Blocking yours all night, stopping scores all night. And we know you're hating on us, but it's all right. Our game tight, skills nice, and we do the thing. So hype, just right, simple and plain. And number 23, go so hard. King James on you lanes, can't nobody guard. Tomahawk on them, got the cross on them. He be giving that work, he the boss on them. We in a different league, we in a different class. Kill him with the drive and the ear pass. To the wing, Gibson for the three splash.
Everybody can get out of here.
Move it fast, gotta make it last. Players in the trance.
What a win! Yeah! That was a great game from the Cavs versus the Spurs. Let's get into it. Before we do, I want to say I will never, ever run out of Cavs songs. That's not true. I actually have like 14, but I have 14, so that means we're like 7 away from running out. And by then, you'll have forgotten the first couple, and it'll be like new songs all over again, just creating a cycle of endless Cavs music. And on that note, here is a call from BC Wayman specifically about the Cavs songs. Take it away.
What up, Christopher? BC Wayman here. After listening to the intro music these last few episodes, I did not realize there were so many Cavs songs out there, and all of them awful. Everyone sounding like it was recorded under cocaine and mescaline. I'm not sure if anyone's made a new Cavs song since Lennon was shot, but it's time for some new music. Don't care if it's dubstep or J-pop or a Drake and Usher mixtape. Cavs need a song, C-Squared. Talk to the peeps. Make it happen. Oh, speaking of you, on C4 number 5, you referenced me as having a giant baby head. And let me tell you, you are correct. But even more disturbing, I kind of sound like a giant baby as well, coming at you all fast-pitched and alto-y. Apparently, we all can't be blessed with your smooth and milky baritone goodness. All right, enough of this nonsense. Let's talk Cavs basketball. When did the local media develop the attention span of a teenager who forgot his Adderall and chugged two Red Bulls? Look, I know they have to play devil's advocate. I know it's a work. One guy has to annoy fans while the other plays good cops, get callers, and drive ratings. But it sounds so fake and makes them sound like pompous idiots. In October, the Cavs are the best and they're going to win. In December, the Cavs are garbage and we should fire Blatt. In February, Cavs are doing great and LBJ's the once and future king. But then they lose two in the road to the Pacers and the Rockets, and apparently we need to fight a magical point guard at the end of a rainbow. But two quality back-to-back wins later, we should be talking awesomeness, but now we're talking about new players even like LeBron, because no one stood up for him when Jonas Valanciunas knocked him on his ass. I don't think he even watched the same game because Double T did get in his face. And they don't need the whole bench roaring in like the Anchorman fight, and so we can all spend the next few days talking about how it escalated quickly. So I appreciate this podcast. Fans of the Cavs, fans of basketball, talking Cavs basketball. I'm not trying to lather your taint here, but it is refreshing. Both you and a nice taint back. Later.
Fans of the Cavs, talking with fans of the Cavs. That's a nice thought, Brian, and you are a giant baby, and I'm sorry that you have a whiny voice, but thank you for calling, and you raised some good points. The sports media in this town, in Cleveland, because I'm not there right now, but in Cleveland, is insane, and they're afraid to make any hard questions, and that's how you get away with the Browns signing Luke McCown, but that's a different story for a different podcast, because I will not talk about the Browns on this show. This is about good vibes. The Cavs might be the best team in the NBA. They might win the title this year. I will never mention the word Browns while that's a possibility. Another caller, in case you didn't realize, it's been about 2 weeks since the last episode, so there's a lot of calls that I have to get to, and I'm only taking the most important voicemails, but I think all these guys have some good points. Up next is another avid caller, Damon Kamen, with his take on the state of the Cavs.
Slam, Damon. Hey, I just wanted to say that it's been a very interesting roller coaster with this team this year. You know, when you think about it, at the beginning of the season, before the season started, you know, everyone knew. They knew when they looked at this roster that we were going to win 60 games, that we were going to be unstoppable, that the road to the finals was a foregone conclusion. And then, you know, we imploded a little bit. And then everyone knew that as the team was constituted, that we might not even make it out of the first round of the playoffs. And then we made the trades, and we started rolling again, and now everyone knows that we're destined again. Maybe people are going as far to say to make the finals, but that we're going far in the playoffs. And I think we're right, but I think it's refreshing. You know, we had back-to-back losses to the Pacers and to the Rockets, and as far as I'm concerned, that Rockets game was a win. You know, there's so many outliers in that game. LeBron doesn't shoot free throws that poorly. I mean, he shoots them poorly, but not that poorly. And you know, Harden gets ejected, and blast rotations were weird. Those are all correctable things. They're outliers. But the way that the fans have reacted, if it was a month ago and we had back-to-back losses, it would have been the sky is falling. You know. But now everyone's like, that's okay. I know that we're good. I know that we're good. And, you know, the Pacers game, we didn't have LeBron and Kyrie. And, you know, people even going into that game were like, I wouldn't be surprised if we lost. And then the Rockets game, we lost that, and still people are okay. They're upset with the way LeBron played. You know, I didn't like seeing so much ISO, but everyone was still, you can feel it, they're still behind this team and like, okay, it's fine. You know, I've seen us win. I've seen us win convincingly and consistently, and these two losses are not a big deal. And I love that that's where the fan base is now. We're confident that regardless how the rest of the regular season goes, unless it's a complete meltdown, which I just don't see possible, this team is going places and they're behind them, and they should be. Because this team is legit. There's still a lot of growing to do. There's still a lot of players that I think need to find their role. Kevin Love needs to figure out how to score inside the three-point line again. But, you know, this team is legit, title contender, you know, hottest team in the NBA. And James Harden is a foolish, childish, bearded... ran out of steam here. But apparently with my last call, I've established my catchphrase as, you heard?
Belief. Belief in the Cavs. We all have it. We all feel it. We all can sense that this team's building up to something. There's no Sasha Pavlovich bringing it down. Imagine, let me put it like this. Imagine if J.R. Smith, who might be, what, the fourth or fifth best player on the Cavs, was on the Cavs team in 2007, he would at worst have been the third best player, and he would have getting more shots than he could have ever hoped for. He might have actually enjoyed that better. That's how good this team is. Yeah, their bench, really, there's two guys on the bench, and that's kind of a problem. So I honestly think Sean Marion will help once he comes back. He was pretty decent bench contributor before. There's your eight-man rotation. Dele, you're out. But this is a team we can get behind. When is the last time there was a Cleveland team that we as fans could feel this good about? The 2007 Indians, and even then, most of the city didn't get on board, and they pretty much toiled away in obscurity until the playoffs came, and I couldn't get a ticket even though I went to 16 games that year because all the people who didn't go during the regular season got playoff tickets because they had money for it and they won the lottery. Now I'm getting mad. I don't want to be mad. This is a happy, happy day. Here's what happened since the last podcast I hit you with. The Cavs beat the Celtics 110-79. They beat the Raptors 120-112. They lost to the Hawks 106-99. They beat the Suns 89-79. They beat Dallas 127-94. And last night, they beat the Spurs 128-125. This game was insane. It was fun. It was exciting. There wasn't a lot of defense except for when there was. It was tough and it came at the right times. And Kyrie Irving put on a goddamn show. He got everybody so excited that Shaq was arguing in his favor about him being better than Steph Curry, who's probably the favorite right now to win MVP. That's how nuts he was. 57 points. It's a record. The most points ever by a Cav. The most points ever scored against the Spurs. And he's 22 years old. You got to think, LeBron, great. So happy he came back. But Kyrie Irving was the key to all of this. He signed, then LeBron came, then they traded for Love, then they made the midseason trades, and all the dominoes fell. And the first one was Kyrie Irving. And I want to give a shout out to all the fans who thought they should have picked Derek Williams in Kemba Walker, some combination like that. I'm glad that you weren't the GM, because that was probably the only pick that Chris Grant didn't screw up, and he hit it out of the park. Unfortunately, Anthony Bennett, Deion Waiters, yeah, there's a lot of other sheets. And Tristan Thompson, maybe not the fourth pick overall, but he is one of the best offensive rebounders in the NBA. He's a great bench player. It was when he was starting that was the problem. I'm getting off topic. I have one more call before I get out of here, because there's so many calls, and I'll be back next week. I'm sticking to schedule. I just want to apologize to you guys for missing like three episodes. I've had some personal issues. I didn't play the Anatoly Koloff interview this episode because I had so many voicemails to catch up, and I just want to apologize. I got all my stuff back together. I had a lot of stuff going on in personal life. It's all good, but it didn't leave me time to work on the podcast, but I got a lot of other stuff coming up too besides the podcast. So I want to say thank you everyone who's listening, and thank you to everybody who's left a comment on the iTunes page. I want to give a shout out to Justin Summers for leaving a review. If you leave a review, I'll give you a shout out. If you don't want a shout out, just say so in your review. Thank you everybody who's rated and reviewed. It was already listed in the iTunes new and noteworthy for professional sports podcast, and I'm hoping it moves even further up into the top 10. Before I go, I have one more call, first-time caller from Stan the Man.
Yeah, this is Stan the Man from the Bay Area. And Chris, I'm calling to say this. I'm wondering if you have not done a podcast because you did not want to mention the fact that LeBron James just passed Mark Price in assists. That's right. I know you don't like LeBron James, and you have some valid reasons. But, brother, you've got to put out news that LeBron James has passed Mark Price in assists. Go Cavs. By the way, why is James Jones getting minutes in the fourth quarter and Mazel Gov and J.R. Smith sitting on the bench? Discuss.
Look, man, I can't say anything about Blatt's rotations, but I have some other calls that I'll be playing on the next episode where people agree with you about what's going on with J.R. Smith and not playing Mozgov, because he sure seems like he could have helped against the Spurs last night. I mean, they didn't need him. Clearly, they won the game, but he could have helped. And as for LeBron and Mark Price, LeBron has passed Mark Price for assists. He had already passed Mark Price for three-pointers. He is going after every Cavs record. The only one he might not get is Z's record for blocks. And that's just sad, because Mark Price is probably going to be on the all-time Cavs starting five. I would say it would be, well, Kyrie Irving might even replace him. He probably could in like 2 years. And the only record that LeBron is never going to be able to take from Mark Price is being the best Cavs player in the history of NBA Jam, because he lost that opportunity when he went to Miami. Thanks for calling. Hope to hear more. And now, here's a gloat from Damon Kamen. I'll catch you guys. I'll be back on Monday. Then after that, we're sticking with Tuesday and Thursday, because that's the way it's going to be. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening. If you're local to the Cleveland area, I will be headlining the Funny Stop in Cuyahoga Falls March 25th at 8 p.m. More details on that about tickets, but check it out. I'll smash some fruit. We'll have a great time. Go Cavs, and they're going all the way, baby. I feel it. Chris Clem's Cavs Cast is brought to you by Chris Clem. The Cleveland Cavaliers do not support, endorse, or in any way approve of this podcast. If you'd like to get a hold of us, our phone number is 330-822-2296. Or you can email me at c4podcast@chrisclem.net. Thanks for listening.